Moving to another state that recognizes same-sex marriage was never the answer, says Christopher Ennis.
We have a son here that goes to school who's happy. We're grounded here. We have a home. We have a business together here. There's no way that we will be moving. We love the state of Georgia. I mean, every state sometimes has its problems, but this is where our foundation is.
Ennis and his partner, Shelton Strawman, are part of the lawsuit. Rayshawn and Avery Chandler are also married, but their union is not legally recognized in Georgia, so the couple was married in Connecticut. Still, neither believe moving out of state is the answer.
We don't run. We stay in the fight, and that's what we're doing.
I would just say this is our home. You know, you have to make your home comfortable, and you have to make it right for you. So you have to fight for what you believe is right, and we're going to do this in our home.
In Georgia, marriage is only recognized as a union between a man and a woman. That's the core of a 2004 amendment to the Georgia Constitution. Beth Luttrell, senior attorney for Lambda Legal, the organization filing the lawsuit, says marriage matters for everyone.
It matters to our plaintiffs. It matters to their children. It matters to thousands of same-sex couples across Georgia who are either married, who want to be married, or who may someday need to be married.
In March, Jennifer Sisson lost her spouse, Pamela Drenner, to ovarian cancer. Despite being married in New York, in Georgia, the state did not allow Pamela's death certificate to indicate she was married to Jennifer.
I think it's, an unnecessary struggle that no one should have to face. And that brings me here today. You know, I figured the best way I can honor her life and the love we have is to stand up.
Jeff Graham of Georgia Equality says gay Georgians need the protections to get married in the state they live in.
There are so many couples that have gone through the struggles to go to another state or another part of the country to get married, but not everyone can do that.
And that's one of the reasons why Michael Bishop and Shane Thomas want to stay in Georgia and continue to raise their family.
We are Southerners. This is our home state. We're proud Georgians. We've been here collectively almost 30 years. And it's important to us to have integrity surround our relationship in the place where we live. So for us, being Georgians, wanting to live our lives here, living our lives proudly, has been absolutely key in making the decision to be a part of this.
The couple has two children.
At the end of the day, it is all about family for us. What we want our family to be recognized like any other family. We're very ordinary people. We interact in the community in a very ordinary way. And we just want to be recognized like any other couple.
The plaintiffs claim Georgia's gay marriage ban violates the guarantee of equal protection and due process of law found in the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. The lawsuit names Georgia State Registrar and Director of Vital Records as well as the Gwinnett County Probate Court Clerk for denying marriage licenses to the couples. Working alongside Lambda Legal pro bono is co-counsel from Brian Cave and White & Case. Rose Scott, WABE News.